Penguin Audio presents Lost Empire by Clive Cussler with Grant Blackwood. Read by Richard Poe. Chumbe Island, Zanzibar, Tanzania. The sharks darted at the edges of their vision. Sleek, gray shapes that offered Sam and Remy Fargo only glimpses of knife-edged fins and flicking tails before disappearing into the curtain of swirling sand. As usual, Remy had refused to pass up the photo opportunity. And as usual, she'd asked Sam to serve as scale as she focused her high-speed underwater camera past him and at the feeding frenzy. For his part, Sam was less worried about the sharks than he was the precipice at his back. 150-foot drop off the sandbank into the dark deep of the Zanzibar Channel. Remy pulled her face up from the camera, smiled with her eyes behind the mask, and gave him an okay sign. Sam, thankfully, finned forward to join her. Together, they knelt in the sand and watched the show. It was July, off the coast of Tanzania, which meant monsoon season, which in turn meant the warm East African coastal current, EACC, was surging from the southeast until it met the southern tip of Zanzibar, where it split into inshore and offshore currents. For sharks, this created a food funnel in the 18-mile gap between Zanzibar and the mainland, as prey fish were driven northward. An irresistible moving buffet, Remy called it. Sam and Remy took care to stay within what they dubbed the safe zone, that 50-yard, crystal-clear water strip off Chumbe Island. Past that was the drop into the channel. The demarcation was hard to miss. The current, moving at 6 knots or more, threw up a roiling curtain of sand as it scraped along the island's sandbar. This, Sam and Remy had dubbed the goodbye zone. Step into this rip current without a safety line, and you were in for a one-way trip up the coast. Despite the danger, or perhaps because of it, this yearly trip to Zanzibar was one of their favorites. Along with sharks, prey fish, rip currents, and underwater sandstorms that lasted for months, the EACC offered up treasure, albeit usually bits and pieces worth nothing more than their curiosity factor. But this was enough for Sam and Remy. Over the centuries, ships had been plying Africa's east coast from Mombasa to Dar es Salaam, many of them laden with gold and gems and ivory bound for colonial empire cities. Countless ships had sunk in and around the Zanzibar Channel, the contents of their holds spilled along the bottom, just waiting for the right current to uncover or move them within reach of curious divers such as the Fargos. Sam and Remy watched the sharks feed for a few more minutes, and then, by mutual nod, turned and began finning south along the bottom, each stopping occasionally to use a ping-pong paddle to waft at the sand, hoping the lump that had caught the eye might be a hidden bit of history. Chumbe Island, roughly 6 miles long and 2 miles wide, is shaped like a woman's boot, with the shin, ankle, and forefoot facing the channel, and the back of the calf, the stiletto heel, and sole facing Zanzibar proper. Just above the ankle there was a break in the sandbar, an inlet that led to the lagoon created by the stiletto heel. After 15 minutes of trolling along the sand, Sam and Remy reached the stiletto break, then turned west until they were 10 yards off the beach, then swung north again to resume their search. Now they became more watchful. It was along this stretch of the sandbar that the main channel pushed dangerously close to the beach, a bubble-shaped salient that narrowed their safe zone to a mere 40 feet. Remy swam inshore and ahead of Sam by a few feet, each of them frequently checking to make sure the other hadn't drifted toward the precipice. In the corner of Sam's right eye, he saw a glint, a fleeting flash of gold. He stopped swimming, settled knees first into the sand, then tapped his dive knife on his tank to get Remy's attention. She stopped swimming, turned, and finned back to him. He pointed toward the spot. She nodded. With Sam in the lead, they swam toward shore until the sandbanks came into view. A wall of sand nearly 12 feet tall, these banks marked a precipice of sorts where the water depth dropped from chest height to 20 feet. They stopped before the bank and looked around. Remy shrugged. Where? Sam shrugged his shoulders and kept